Well, searchers have so far been unable to find the two bodies still missing after the eruption on Whakaari White Island. The National Dive Squad, Police National Dive Squad, has searched the water around the island with no success. Whakatane man Phil van der Schoten has taken part in marine and rescue operations in the past and is owner-operator of the Dive Works Fishing Charter Service, which regularly operates in the waters around White Island and Whale Island. He joins us now. Hi, Phil.
Good morning.
Well, firstly, what do you think the prospects are for finding these bodies today or in the next couple of days, given the conditions from your experience?
Yeah, the conditions aren't the most pleasant. One of the problems, too, often very strong currents around White Island, Whakaari, 45 kilometres offshore, highly discoloured water, very likely, in the area they may be searching. And, yeah, not the most pleasant weather conditions at the moment. It's most unfortunate.
From your experience, do you think the bodies will have moved away from the island by now?
Hard to say. Bays have a tendency to hold things, and unless the weather conditions were such that the bodies could have been drawn to the open ocean, who knows? It's an extremely rough coastline around White Island. Lots and lots of rocky outcrops, inaccessible areas. The bay itself, the landing bay and the bay next to it, are really the only places on the island where one could land and safely search the beach. The rest of it would be extremely difficult, probably, in my thoughts, around that island, especially with the rocky outcrops. The only possibility could be an aerial type close-in search.
And what sort of conditions are divers likely to face? It's a pretty... Well, there's sharks, there's all sorts of things to worry about, isn't there?
Sharks are not really an issue. The wildlife is not really an issue. In fact, my feelings are that the wildlife itself has probably suffered very dramatically out there. Just looking at the aerial shots of the discoloured water, I would say that the residential fish life and the bird life, I mean, there were amazing gannet colonies out at White Island. I would say that they had suffered immensely. But, as opposed to the risks from sharks and those things, extremely minimal. The risk is really with the wave action and the extremely rocky, jagged nature of the remainder of the coastline around White Island and the currents. I mean, I have had divers in the past that have gone down, have not really been highly observant of the current, despite our instructions to them, and have ended up quite some distance from the boat in one instance many, many years ago. So, yeah, it's unpredictable.
You run a tour operation or a fishing operation around Whale Island. Are you being affected by the current restrictions around White Island?
Sadly, we have. We're just starting to feel the effects. Because of the Rahui and because we're a Department of Conservation concessionaire, we run dolphin and seal swimming trips, and we also run Whale Island tours, which is the small island near Whakatane. So we have dock concessions for both of those. So unfortunately, we've been unable to run since then. Our five staff are out of work and looks like it will be for another week at least while the Rahui continues.
Just back to the bodies quickly. Do you have an idea where they might drift to given the currents you understand in terms of those islands?
No, and I think that's part of the difficulty that the dive crew out there encounter. Currents do change. They are varied with the density of the water too right now, with the probable ash content and those sort of things. Buoyancy, all those things are now quite probably unusual factors that we don't often encounter. I mean, normally we're dealing with pristine, clear water conditions out there with up to 40 metres visibility, but with the amount of ash and runoff now, with that rain we've had, with the runoff involved, I would say it would be extremely difficult, but we can only maintain hope.
And would you expect that they would drift closer to the mainland or further out to sea?
One can go back to the incident with the Rena and what happened to the debris from the Rena, which found it on the Astrolabe. And from that, the general rotation of debris throughout the bay was in a more clockwise pattern. So the debris shifted out past White Island and around and then back in on the coast. You know, looking for such a small thing as bodies would be extremely difficult, but that has been that was the general drift from the Rena. So things could, especially floating debris, could end up on the coastline anywhere from Cape Runaway down.
Phil, we've been having discussion this morning around the issue of auditing. I'm not sure the nature of your business and charter. Do you fall under tourism, venture tourism, or how does it work for you and your business?
Yeah, fortunately, not so much now. We've actually dropped a lot of the diving part from our business because of that very factor. It's the auditing which is expensive.
And how much does the auditing cost?
Up to $3,000 a year.
And you were audited reasonably regularly, were you, when you were running Adventure Tourism?
Yes, we were, yeah.
How regularly?
I think it was every 2 or 3 years. That was with Qualmark.
And what would they do in terms of an audit? Was it pretty exhaustive?
Yes, it was. Yes, they would go through your bookwork, your safety procedures, inspect vessel surveys, motor vehicles, crew qualifications. So, it was extensive. Also, general knowledge of what you were doing.
And you would have expected, or we could expect, that if White Island Tours would have faced similar requirements as to your business?
Definitely, yep. It was fairly fairly strict and in-depth, yes.
Was there any option not to have an audit? Or did they just tell you that this is what's going to happen?
For them, yeah, something I'm not 100% certain of. For us, it was a requirement of the Department of Conservation to hold certain concessions. But, of course, that's not required for them in relation to Fakari White Island because it's privately owned. So no concession was required for that.
And do you think what do you think in general about the industry? You say that you dropped the adventure tourism aspect because the audits were too expensive. Was it just becoming too onerous for you?
Part of that. The main part was the dive part of our operation, which we don't do anymore. The demand had also dropped off. White Island was once a very popular dive destination, and there was another company here actually that ran daily or regular trips to White Island, and they ceased operation about 5 years ago, and my understanding could possibly be because of similar requirements
as in auditing.
Yeah, it was just I don't know why.
Sure.
They did, but I do know that, the expense of it is prohibitive for an industry with, I guess, a limited number of people coming.
Phil, we appreciate you talking to us this morning. Thank you very much for that. Phil van der Schoten, who is from Diveworks Charters and has an operation that goes out to Whale Island near White Island.